Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian, ghost clock haunting the midway. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Hey. It's Christmas, but first, Kristen has some very important Revelo news to share with us.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes.
Are we ready to dig into that?
Let's do it. Tell me okay. Everything.
Okay, so they have done this in the past. It's called the Celebration of Piedmont, Italy. And it is returning back to Four Seasons Orlando at Revelo. They are doing a white truffle dinner. So this sounds very exciting to me. So if you are not familiar with executive chef Fabrizio Schinardi, he heads up now, like, all the restaurants. He's like, but his main restaurant where he started as the executive chef was at Revelo, because he is from Italy after all. And so that features his Italian cuisine. So there, they're going to be partnering with the Italian Food Style Education Culinary School. And this will highlight the Piedmont region of Italy. It will feature white Alba truffle grown in Piedmont. It's a delicacy available for a limited time. So in addition to Schinardi, presenting the special dinner on December 8th will be the talented chefs of Michelin-starred restaurants and educators from IFSE Culinary School, including Raffaella Travato, founder and director of IFSE, and his associate Ugo Mura. In April of 2015, Schinardi was presented with the Paolo Bertani Award for his Italian culinary achievements by the Italian Academy of Cuisine and IFSE. Which, yeah, this was like a very, very big deal, because I remember talking about this when it happened. It was very, very cool. According to Schinardi, the white truffle is a true delicacy offered for a brief season. It is meant to be a celebration with exceptional Italian cuisine. We are excited to bring our guests this one-of-a-kind truffle experience, the culinary highlight of the year for Revelo. So the event will feature guest chef Yvonne Onorato, corporate chef of Credenza Group, born in Torino, Italy. He began cooking at age 15, just crazy, at the David Old Old Danny restaurant, which is rated one Michelin star in Milan, Italy. He's worked for the three Michelin star restaurant, Chateau Le Crégeries in Reims, France. He's also worked with the well-known chef Gordon Ramsay, yes, and Elaine Ducasse. And in 2008, he joined Giovanni Grasso and Igor Machia at La Crescenda. So he's been there for the past 15 years.
Wow.
So this menu that you can enjoy on December 8th, this is going to be at 6 p.m. This is the menu. I'm going to skip the Italian names of everything because it's too difficult for me.
Okay.
And we're going to be here way longer than we need to be with me attempting to pronounce them horribly.
I support you.
So the first dish is sea scallops with hazelnuts, green apple, and white truffle. Mm. Second course is a creamed cod, white rose, and white truffle. The next one is a risotto al formaggiano. So you're going to have a golden memory Piedmont cheese risotto with white truffle. Your fourth course is clams, soft egg, beurre blanc, and white truffle. Fifth course is pork belly with potato parmentier, saffron, and white truffle. And for dessert, you will have a cheesecake with pumpkin compote, olive oil gelato, and white truffle. You are wondering how much this dinner costs. Again, as we started off saying, this is featuring some of the white truffle that is available for a very limited time in the Piedmont region. So the price for this is $290 per person plus tax and gratuity, so not cheap. Space is limited and reservations are required, and you can do so by calling 407-313-6161 for reservations.
Cool.
But I will tell you, this will be an amazing dinner, and if I could go to it, it is something that I would spend the $290 on. I mean, you're getting to enjoy white truffle. You have at Ravello, which is already an amazing restaurant, Chef Fabrizio, fantastic, love that guy. And then on top of that, you have these amazing chefs that have come in, and people from, you know, a major culinary school in Italy. So this is a pretty special dinner.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So if you do this, I want to know, like, and like, post your pictures on Instagram of what you got to enjoy and why you do that. Please, like, tag us in it and use hashtag dining at Disney. So
please,
and check out all that delicious stuff.
Yes. Before we jump into today's foodie guide, do you want to tell us about a travel deal?
Yes. Okay. So you're looking to travel in the new year, because for some people that is a new year's resolution, is to travel more or to go to Disney. So you can do so by booking early. You can save more money. You can actually save up to 30% off if you book by December 15th. So if you are looking to travel most Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd, you can save up to 25%. However, if you are looking to go most nights February 25th through March 24th, you can actually save up to 30% on those dates. Now, if you can't book by December 15th, but you're booking after that, you will still save. You will just save 5% less. So it's an exciting deal. Definitely take advantage of it.
And how can people book a trip like that?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And on to what everybody is here to hear about.
Yes. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party 2023. Let's just jump right in.
I know.
Just jump right in. It starts November 9th and it goes through December 22nd. This is a separate ticketed event. It is not sold out at the time of broadcast, at the time of recording. It is not sold out. So if you're listening to this and you want to go, I would suggest buying tickets ASAP.
Yes.
It happens at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. And there are several delicious things for you to eat, starting with, but not limited to, at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, Reindeer Chow Sundae, chocolate soft serve, pretzels, cereal, M&M's chocolate candies, and hot fudge. And it's available both during the party and regular park hours.
Ooh, nice.
You could also try the lump of coal in your stocking cookies and cream milkshake. It's topped with whipped cream, cookies and cream crumbles, and a chocolate donut hole, and that is available during the party only.
I like the idea of that.
I know, it's so cute. At Casey's Corner, you could try the Candy Cane Tart, which is a chocolate tart filled with peppermint ganache and topped with festive meringue, available only during the party. At Cool Ship, you can get the Magic Holiday Tree. It is coconut, pecans, and M&M's chocolate candies on a graham cracker crust, available also only during the party. Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe has a few interesting options. All of these are available only during the Christmas party. Holiday Pot Roast Melt. Slow-cooked beef on thick toast with cheddar and provolone cheese and beef gravy. Holiday Turkey Burger. A turkey burger topped with traditional stuffing, provolone cheese, and cranberry chutney on a brioche bun. And for dessert, a Christmas cookie cake roll with buttercream and topped with holiday sprinkles.
Sprinkles!
This is nuts, Kristen. Tell me about the Friar's Nook, because I think I am going to be upset after you tell me about it. Go ahead.
Okay, the Holiday Ham Fried Pie. Flaky pastry filled with baked ham, candied sweet potatoes, and spiced pecan served with pineapple glaze. Available only during the party. Italian beef tots. Tots covered in slow roasted beef, cheese curds, zesty. Why do I have problems saying this?
Nope. Jardinera.
Thank you.
Yep. I got you.
And pot roast gravy. It is new and only available during the party. And it sounds amazing.
Yes, it does.
Peppermint snowman. Chocolate brownie topped with cookies and cream peppermint mousse. New and only available during the party. And there is the winter milkshake. It is creamy coconut milkshake topped with whipped cream, toasted coconut, cinnamon, and crisp pearls.
That sounds amazing.
And only during the party. Oh my, I want
coconut. Coconut milkshake? Are you kidding? Those are my two favorite words, three favorite words all in a row.
And it has cinnamon.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
Y'all know I love me cinnamon.
Yeah, you do.
At the Golden Oak Outpost, they have the orange gingerbread shake. Orange cream slushy layered with gingerbread cookie crumbles and topped with whipped cream gingerbread spice. It is new and only available during the party. I don't know. It sounds a little strange.
They had me until the word slushy. I feel like the word slushy is what got to me.
Yeah, there's something about, like, I don't know. It's just, yeah. I don't think of slushies and ginger.
Yeah. It's weird.
But they do have a gingerbread layer cake with cream cheese frosting and dulce de leche ganache topped with a gingerbread man chocolate piece. It is new and only available during the party, and it looks and sounds amazing. Kat, what do they have at Main Street Bakery?
Well, you could get the mini shaped cinnamon roll, which is a cinnamon roll, of course, topped with red icing, holiday sprinkles, and a chocolate bow. It's available both during the party and regular park hours. And you could also try the Letters to Santa, flourless chocolate cake, hot cocoa mousse, and marshmallows topped with chocolate pieces. I think that this is the one that looks like the little mailbox, which is friggin' adorable. And it's available during the party only.
Aww.
Yes. Over at Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe, you could try the chicken tamale, served Christmas style with mild red chili and green chili pumpkin seed sauces, cilantro rice, pimento, pinto beans, and queso fresco. That one's available during the party only.
Sounds good. Also,
yeah, it sounds really good. Chocolate eggnog reindeer. It's a chocolate tart topped with eggnog mousse and chocolate antlers. That one's during the party, available during the party only. They also serve to drink the orange cranberry pineapple punch with a hint of smoke from the fireplace. Which is also available only during the party. It's my favorite time of year, and that time of year is peppermint ice cream time of year. So over at Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, you can get the peppermint brownie sundae, peppermint ice cream, hot fudge, and candy cane sprinkles served on a brownie. You can get it during the party and during regular park hours. Obviously, when I get it, I hold the brownie, but it's my favorite peppermint ice cream. Highly recommend.
Like, I don't need the candy cane sprinkles. I don't need the brownie. I just want the peppermint ice cream with hot fudge.
Yeah. And like maybe a mountain of whipped cream.
I think I may need to buy some peppermint ice cream and hot this holiday season.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Over at Sleepy Hollow, they have the holiday waffle sundae, house-made red velvet waffle topped with M&M's chocolate candies, that peppermint ice cream, and hot fudge. That's available only during the party. And they also have milk and cookies for Santa. Brown sugar cookie cake topped with chocolate chip cookie dough mousse and milk mousse. I don't know what that means. And chocolate chip cookies. That one's also available only during the party.
I guess mousse that doesn't have chocolate.
Like milk flavor. That's weird. I don't know. It doesn't matter. What's happening at Sugar Storybook Treats?
I'm so glad you asked, because we all know. If you are looking at the picture of this dessert and you've seen it, you know exactly why it's perfect. I am talking about this. This is a sugar plum soft serve, which sounds actually amazing.
I want to try that.
Topped with sugar cookie crumbs and topped with whipped cream, crisp pearls, and cotton candy. Yeah. This is new and only available during the party over at Sunshine Tree Terrace, Santa's Belt Buckle. Oh, this sounds really good too. It is pistachio mousse with a dark chocolate truffle center and a chocolate buckle. New and only available during the party. The cranberry citrus float with orange vanilla soft serve twist. This sounds like something you would get.
I may have to make that on my own time. I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds wonderful.
Orange vanilla soft serve twist with Sprite winter spiced cranberry and fruity boba pearls.
Yes, please. Sorry, new. I'm being very rude to you, Kristen. I apologize for multitasking.
No, go for it.
Sorry.
When you need when you need hand cream, you need your hand cream.
My new tattoo is very itchy.
Oh no.
It's okay.
Oh, but if you want to try that, you can try it outside of the party because it's available all the time.
Yes.
Let's see. We also have the red velvet wreath at the outdoor vending location that is near Cinderella's Castle. It is a donut topped with buttercream and holiday sprinkles. Mm-hmm. This is available both during the party and outside, as well as the next item, which sounds amazing. A hot cocoa churro. Churro rolled in hot cocoa powder, topped with marshmallows and peppermint candy pieces. That sounds very, very fun and festive.
Yes.
Also, if you are into all of the magic pictures and Disney photo pass, there is a lot of things you will want to catch. They have during this event exclusive photo ops that you can do. They have very holiday magic shots that you may want to even use. And I've had friends who have used photos from this party as their Christmas cards. So
it's such a good idea.
And I always recommend to get the memory maker to people, because that plus get a cast member to take your picture, because mm-hmm. sometimes photos get missed by PhotoPass, and sometimes the photos that are taken by cast members are not as good as the ones as PhotoPass. So it's like one of those things that you got to back up. But I feel like it's nice to be able, and a PhotoPass person, you don't have to go, do you mind taking my picture with my camera? You don't have to do any of that. You just walk up and, you know, wait in line and get your picture done, and you're good, and everybody's in it. You're not missing somebody. You're not doing the weird like selfie thing, and you're like got all the heads all weirdly squished, which, you know, my husband is the one who does those all the time for us.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody's head that is like
of course, of course.
Looking kind of funny. So.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, as we were saying, as I was saying at the beginning, tickets for this are still available. And along with all of these delicious options that we just listed, cookies and cocoa are available at no additional cost throughout the party.
That's right.
And they usually have plant-based and gluten-friendly options for those items. And the last time I was there, granted it was like 2018, the last time I did this party, they also had coffee as well as cocoa.
Oh.
So
it's been a while.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still doing that, but at certain locations they had both options, you know, because sometimes cocoa has dairy in it. So they, you know, made other things available.
Yeah. Cause I know they use the like powder kind.
Yeah.
To add the water to it, mm-hmm. which to me, that's, I'd rather drink the coffee just because I am very much I make my cocoa with milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or for Aljon, like the lactose-free milk.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
Well, we will have more foodie guides coming up for you, because it is that time of year where they're released what seems like every day. I think last year, oh my gosh, what do we do? Like 12 foodie guides or something.
Seriously, this time of year and like right before summer when everything else comes out for like festival season.
Uh-huh.
Foodie guides on top of foodie guides on top of foodie guides. So,
but I feel like it was just like last month that we did all the holiday foodie guides. I'm like,
yeah, because it was Halloween.
Where did the year go? Mm-mm. Where have the past 11 months gone? I don't know. But it's that time of year again of holiday foodie guides.
We got this. We're going to get through it. We'll get through it together.
I remember last year we skipped some of them because
we did. There were just too many.
We're like, oh my gosh, we need to do like 5 shows a week to keep up with all the foodie guides, or do like hour and a half shows.
Truth. Just like us listing types of tater tots for hours. It's just, you know, it's a lot. But we'll get through it.
Yes, we will. And on that note,
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that bell, because it's important. You are the reason that we do these shows. You are the ones who keep us going. So please support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. It means so much to us. If you're looking to support us in more ways than that, you can do so by spending just a little bit of money, as little as like 99 cents a month. You can consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links because it's that time of year. We've got Amazon as well as the Disney store there. If you're headed to Disney World, click on Kingdom Strollers or Garden Grocer. You can find those at diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Kat, where can they find us?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. You can also find our sister podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with Al John and Dave Bossert, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Anything. We're there. We're out there. And of course, diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, like I said, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com, and it's almost time for that holiday content over there, which is just spot on A+. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen. Bon appetit.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.